Elsewhere, thousands of Spaniards have taken to the streets in the capital, Madrid, in yet another anti-government protest. The demonstrators have gathered outside the headquarters of the ruling Popular Party to demand the resignation of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The Prime Minister is accused of receiving under-the-counter payments before his party won elections in 2011. Opposition leaders are calling for Rajoy to explain himself before Parliament or face a censure vote. The pressure on the Popular Party has increased over the past week, with fresh revelations linked to a former treasurer of the party. Luis Barcinas is under investigation over allegations that he channeled payments to Rajoy and other party leaders. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Rodney Shakespeare, who is a professor of binary economics, and he's joining us live now from London. Now, Professor Shakespeare, we did speak about this topic yesterday as well, so I wanted to ask you, at this point, how are things looking for Rajoy?
Well, they're not looking good for the whole Spanish political structure. The Spanish people are realizing that they've actually been betrayed at the most fundamental level. People normally let the politicians control their lives as long as there's a fair deal, that there are jobs and there's some security. But the Spanish people now realize is that the government budget's out of control, that the national debt is rising to become unrepayable, and the unemployment figures, which are overall 25% and double that, 50% for the young people and more in certain areas, that the situation is not coming back. And behind that is this colossal private housing debt, in which the banks are basically absolute walking zombies, or not even walking zombies. And so the Spanish people are really recognizing that the political structure of which the prime minister is the leader is corrupt, and they've been betrayed. So no wonder, whatever the truth is about these corruption allegations, they are now realizing, and they're deciding to go straight at the top of the political structure, because what else can they do? What else can they do? So it's a desperate situation for an enraged populace who are waking up to how serious, how dire the situation is for them.
Professor, we just have under a minute left. Speaking about a desperate situation, with austerity measures, job cuts, et cetera, not only in Spain, but in places like Greece as well, how do you see things going forward?
Well, I don't see them going forward. The fact is they can only stay the same and go backwards. And the reason is we have a smug, complacent, pompous elite which still thinks it should stay in power because it thinks it knows what to do. But it's really only maintaining its own power and maintaining a political structure which is outdated and needs actually to break up before there could be any solution. So I'm afraid all that's going to happen is you're going to get a bit of a lift here and a bit of a lift there, and then the whole thing gets worse. And this is going on until eventually the euro smashes up. But you're really looking at the early stages of a civilizational catastrophe. You're seeing it in Spain. Forget Cyprus, they've gone. Greece, Italy, and it's coming to France. Ireland has been smashed. And they won't get out of it because the elite is determined to maintain the Europe and the European Union. And even if they broke the euro, they would still not come forward with the necessary policy to get the jobs created.
All right, so we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do appreciate your insight. That was Professor Shakespeare speaking to us live from London.